Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the program. I hope you're having a spectacular day, no matter what you're doing or where you are. Today we're talking about asking and receiving. Help from the universe, help from heaven. Spirit, God, the divine, nature, higher power, angels, guides, ascended masters, loved ones on the other side. They all want to help you live a rich and fulfilling life. And they want to protect you, and they want to support you, and they want to guide you. But you have to ask for help before they can intervene. Because, as I've talked about many times on this program, we all have free will. It's kind of built into being human. So that means that the spirit world needs permission to help us out. So the way that we give them permission is by asking for help. The help, courage, and comfort you need to move forward or to solve the problem or to resolve an issue in your life is available to you now. All you have to do is be willing to ask. Sometimes we limit what we ask for, either by not asking at all or for asking for things that we don't really want. Yes, Spirit knows our heart and they can hear our internal cries and frustrations. But again, they can't help us until we ask for support. Perfect example, this morning I woke up and I was a little achy. I was like, I really need to get some exercise. And I said, Spirit, give me the motivation to get some exercise. I've been writing a lot. I've been sitting in one place for long periods of time, and I need some movement. But it's been so cold and rainy here in the Bay Area that it's very easy for me to say, like, no, I'm not going for that walk, right? And so today, and specifically, I was really praying about it. I'm like, I'm working on something, and I need all of my energy, and so I just need a little motivation to get some exercise so I can do what I need to do. Because yesterday, I was feeling kind of tired and lethargic, and I didn't hit my writing goal for the day because I needed some exercise. And so I didn't want to have another day like that. And so I was praying about it this morning, and sure enough, my husband texts me and says, hey, I forgot something. I need it. Would you bring it to me? Come downtown and bring it to me. And I was like, yes, there is my inspiration. And my husband's like, I'll pay for your Uber to and from. And I was like, no, I'll take an Uber there, but I'll walk home. And that was the receiving. I was able to receive what I had been asking for. And I even texted him once I got home and I said, thank you for letting me serve you in that way because it was so healing for me. And my energy levels were back. I was walking home and I was really stuck on a piece, on this section of my writing, and the idea came to me, and I was able to stop at one of my favorite breakfast places, and it just gave me a renewed sense of energy. I was listening to an awesome podcast on plant-based nutrition, and all this flooding of inspiration and excitement and joy came over me, and it all because I started with that prayer and asked. So, I want to encourage you today. You can ask out loud. You can ask in your mind. You can write it down. You can pray in whatever religious tradition you follow. Just ask. There's nothing that's off limits. There's nothing that Spirit can't help you with. Just ask. This starts the healing and manifestation process. It's always by asking. So, it's not enough to be pissed off about what's not working in your life. Figure out what it is that you want and then be willing to ask, because it moves you out of a state of longing and into a place of actions where miracles are created. I kid you not. I live a life of miracles and favor, and it's all because I know how to ask. So ask, ask, ask. When I work with clients looking for love or a particular job, I have them ask for really specific qualities. You know, what do you want in that job? What need does that job fulfill for you? Partners, what qualities do you want in your partner? I have this process, I call it now the magical eight, that helps people rapidly draw love to them. And it's all about asking, getting clear and then asking. And so the more clear you are, the more you can welcome in what you want with ease and joy. When it comes to asking, you can't make a mistake. Sometimes we're afraid to ask because we think, oh, what if I ask for the wrong things, or what if I get it wrong? You can always say, this or something better, this or something for my highest and greatest good, this or something more. Say it's an income goal. So when I set my income goal in the business every month, I write down the amount and then I say this or something better. So you can't make a mistake with asking. However, I would caution you with asking for other people to change, right? Instead of focusing on someone else's journey, focus on your own. So instead, ask for whatever that person's behavior creates in your life. So say your partner is really controlling, or maybe you have a really controlling boss. What does their controlling create in your life? Maybe it's a lack of freedom or disharmony or you're really uncomfortable. Then you ask for freedom and harmony and comfort in all of your relationships. So then your prayer becomes about you. It's really hard asking. I just wish they wouldn't do that. I wish my boss wasn't an asshole. God, please make my boss less of an asshole. Maybe they might, but I find it so much more powerful. And you see the miracle really clearly when you say, I just want to have a wonderful day at work. I want to have harmonious relationships. I want traffic to flow beautifully. I want to feel inspired and uplifted and energetic when I leave. Let's do another example. Let's look at the state of the world, however way you feel about it. Instead of praying for our government or our leaders to behave in a certain way, instead, let's pray for peace and respect for all those involved. Ask for the result that you'd like to experience. So if you want love, tell spirit, God, divine, however way you pray, ask for that love. Ask for that partner to embody the qualities that most resonate with the desires of your heart. And even if you are, say you're in a relationship already, you can ask for those qualities all over again. If you didn't do them the first time, ask now. What do you want? What do you want? And you'll be amazed at how things start to shift and change and transform. I do think it's energetic. What we focus on is what we create. So if we're focusing on the problem, we're not giving the spirit world permission to intervene, and so nothing really gets better. But if we start focusing on the solution and we give that over to heaven, then we can see all these heavenly hands show up to support us. One more example. Try not to pray for knots. You know, I talked a little bit about this already. Like, so I don't want, or I want to not be fat, right? That's so like, it just kind of doesn't work. Pray for health. Pray for well-being. Pray to see a specific number on the scale. Pray for help with your eating habits. Pray for the right program or tool to show up, to be there to support you. Or if you already know, if you've been getting intuitive messages and maybe you have some fear around moving forward on a particular program or process or venture, pray about that. Pray for courage. Pray for strength to do what you need to do. Maybe you're scared that you won't stick with something. Maybe you're studying for an exam or something and you're like, I know I really need to pass this so I can move forward. Maybe you're looking to go into a professional program and you have to take the GMAT or the LSATs and you're so hesitant to get started because you're feeling unnerved about not sticking with it. Well, then I would say pray for you to discover the best way to study for that exam. Pray for the information to automatically be downloaded in your memory bank instantly the first time you read it. Pray really specifically for what you want, and be mindful, though, of praying for results that you can't control. Like, I want my boss to not be an ass. Like I said, it might work. Probably won't. But you can pray to be happy. You can pray to be in harmony. You can pray to have peace. You can pray to be in joy. You can pray for maybe your boss is at a meeting and you didn't know, you know. So there are always ways to get what you want. Just pray very specifically. And sometimes if you don't have a specific request, then focus on the feeling that you want to experience. There's so much value in that. I want to feel abundant. I want to feel light. I want to feel vibrant. I want to feel loved. I want to feel cherished. I want to feel respected. I want to feel calm. I want to feel comfortable. Right now, I am praying. I am asking. And you can do the same thing. You can do the same thing. If you're working on a project, maybe pray to finish on time, or pray for it to be easy, or pray for inspiration, or pray for creativity, or very much like what happened to me this morning, pray for motivation, and it will show up. What more beautiful motivation? I'm a helper, so if someone asks for my help, I'm like, yeah, I get to help, and I get motivation to exercise? How fantastic. Yeah. It will show up for you. It will show up for you. Doesn't matter what you pray for. Just make sure it's specific. And this is one that my spirit guides brought forward. Make sure it's measurable. And I know why they brought that word forward, measurable, because they want you to know. A lot of times you're praying for things and spirit world is helping you with it and resolving things, and you just kind of keep rolling with the flow, and you never really stop to acknowledge, oh, that got taken care of. So make sure that whatever you pray for is measurable. You can't measure I just want to not ache. Let's use that one because one of my knees were kind of achy today. But you can say, I want this knee to feel well. I want this knee to feel well. And then you can measure that. Worry about nothing, my sweet friends, especially right now. There's enough worry. There's enough lower energy. There's enough anger. There's enough frustration in the world right now. What we need more than anything is folks being willing to pray and ask for everything that they truly desire. And sometimes the greatest way to serve the planet is to take care of yourself, take care of your own life. Pretty amazing when we start to raise our own personal vibrations, because we are all energetic beings, then the vibration of the planet begins to raise. And one of the ways to activate that energetic force that draws things to you that are for your highest and greatest good is to ask. And I like to call that prayer. So pray, 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 pray for everything. I mean, there is nothing off limits. I was working with one of some of the people on my support team that helped me, right, and my gurus. And there was something I was struggling with, and she said, well, pray and ask for guides to help you with that. And I was like, oh, my God, I talk to spirit guides all the time. I never thought to ask for guides to help me with that. What? And it changed everything for me. This lightness came over me. This problem I thought that was so unfixable, it's just the way it is, all of a sudden, it's gone. Pray, 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 and then expect it to come, knowing that it's not going to drop from the sky. It might, but it probably won't. But instead, it will show up as favor, a feeling of lightness, feeling lucky, feeling that you are in the midst of a miracle. And it'll also show up as intuitive signs, which I've said many times in the program. You pray, and the spirit will give you some signs. And so, just be willing to do whatever is required of you. Sometimes the first step is just asking. And then the next step might be doing something that matches whatever you're asking for. So maybe you've been praying for a new job. Well, you got to go look for a job. Or maybe you've been envisioning this gorgeous, amazing apartment. I have a client right now who's working on that. And but she's afraid to look, right? So just look. Just look. Do what needs to be done. And it doesn't need to be tedious, and it doesn't need to be a lot of work. And even if it is something big, you know, I'm working on a book right now. And that's a lot of words on a page and on multiple pages. But it's joyful, right? So even if it is something really big, you can find bliss in that by doing the work. Do what is required of you. No more, no less, just what's required of you. If you're praying for greater levels of health and you get an intuitive message to maybe find another doctor, then don't delay. Go find another doctor. Or if you've been praying for help around, your eating habits, pray for something to show up to help you to know what is best for your body. I know for me, I've been really praying about that. And all of the messages, every time I randomly listen to something or see something, I'm drawn to a very specific way of eating. And now all I have to do is take actions, little steps. I don't need to go ahead and clean out the whole fridge and say, never again, I'm never eating this again. No, I'm taking little incremental steps in the direction of that goal. You can do it. You can really do it. Just trust. And then prepare your life for what you want. This is another way to be open to receiving. Create space for it. If you want a partner, make sure you have time. Are you filling your time with friends and that you don't even really like, or you're the first one to sign up to help with every cousin's birthday party? Maybe you need to pull back from that so you have time for partnership. Because at some point, some of the behaviors that we use to occupy our time between our desire being manifested, between the asking and the physical manifestation of that, is just a distraction, right? And so be mindful of that. Am I distracting myself? And distractions show up in a lot of different ways. Is it excuses or, again, spending time with people who don't meet that need, right? Or telling yourself that I'll get there. I'll update my resume, but you don't do it. But you can easily pack your schedule full of a whole bunch of nonsense. And I say that with so much love and respect for you. I know the desires of your heart. I know what you want. I know that you have goals and aspirations and a vision for your life. That's why you're listening to this podcast. It's no accident. All you have to do is take the step. And I'm preaching that. I'm preaching that this year. Take the step. Focus on what you want. And sometimes the way we get focus is by asking and then being open to receiving. And that's just doing our part, making space for whatever it is that we want. Just do something that is in alignment with what you've been praying about, what you've been asking for. This opens you up to receive. And once you pray about it, you got to stop complaining about it and get happy. So this is the third part to this. So you ask, you're creating space to receive, you're following your intuitive wisdom. Now you got to stop complaining and stop longing for and get happy. And this might be a process for some of us. You might need to hire some help with that. A good therapist, a coach. Get happy. Check out a book from the library. Learn about what makes you happy. Do things that genuinely make you feel good. And when I talk about feel good, it might feel really great to sit on the couch and eat a pizza. Oh, my God, that feels fantastic. But then about 2 hours later, for me anyway, the indigestion kicks in. I'm just like, oh, shit. So make sure you pick something that makes you feel good before, during, and after. Believe, my friend, that it's going to happen for you. Believe. Whatever it is that you want, love, lasting loving partnership, believe that it's going to happen. That dream job, believe that it's going to happen. That dream apartment or condo or house, believe that it's going to happen. Maybe it's a transformation with your body. Believe that it's going to happen wholeheartedly. And you don't have to convince anybody. You don't have to tell anybody what you're praying about. You don't have to even share your manifestation process with anyone. It's all you. You don't have to try to convince somebody that it's going to work. And the way you get out of that is you don't talk about it. You keep it to you and share it with people that you know that are in alignment with your beliefs, who are going to be there to support you wholeheartedly. And in the beginning, and I've said this many times in the program, that when you're looking to manifest something, you may not be able to tell a lot of people. You may need to keep it close to your heart. Share it with your support team, whether that's your therapist or your coach or your spiritual advisor. Hold it close to your heart. Believe in it. And then be fully open to receiving. The reason I stress getting really specific about what you want, like say it's a partner and you get really specific about the qualities you want in that relationship, it's because with that clarity, that process of getting clear, and then making the declaration to the universe that you're open to receiving it, it's preparing yourself, right? That whole process makes it feel believable. It makes it seem possible. I was working with someone today on their Magical Eight. It's a client looking for love. And as we were going through things, I could feel, energetically feel, that in this process of having that conversation, they were creating space so that they could fully and completely receive what they want. Yeah, is that magical? Ask and receive. It's so fun. And ask for anything. Pray about everything. One of the reasons why I think my intuition is so incredibly sharp is because from a young age, I was taught to pray. And so I pray. Every time, every day. I hear the message constantly. Tell God what you want wholeheartedly. Tell God what you want. Tell God what you want. And God can be nature to you. It might be your higher power. It might be the ocean. It might be the stars above. It might be the angels. Pray. And then be open to receiving. If you signed up for my newsletter, or if you'd like to sign up for it, I will be sending a message out tomorrow, Wednesday, February 1st, on different ways to ask. And I'll be talking about the God box and some other processes that can help you get into the process of asking for what you want. So if you're not on my newsletter list, please join. You can do that from my homepage, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And again, if you are looking for love, we're getting ready to go into a two-month. February is a two-month, and two is all about love and romance. If you are looking for a partnership, don't delay. I can help you. I have a process that helps people rapidly, I mean really quickly, draw the love to them that they want and really sets parameters on their search so that they're really attracting quality mates, they're going on good dates, this process works so magically, and it was really downloaded from spirit. It works so magically that you will find that people have multiple dates and multiple options to choose from, high-quality partners that match what they're looking for. So if that is something that you're ready for in your life, consider booking a session with me. Put in there that it's a love session, and I will walk you through the process, and before you know it, you will be happy in love. You can find information on how to book a session or even work with me in a package, again, on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And if you like this program, please review the show on whatever platform you listen on. Specifically, if you listen on iTunes, please, please, please write a review. It helps more people find me. It also lets me know that you're hearing this. And if you really, 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 really like the show, you can donate to the program on my website under the radio tab. Until next time, take care of yourself, and may all your dreams come true just by asking. Take care.